It's Morning Edition from NPR and WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. Lyric Theater at Illinois returns to the Krannert Center stage tonight with a production of the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home. The show is an adaptation of the graphic novel of the same name written by Alison Bechtel. It looks at the relationship between Alison and her father, who are both gay, and examines some of the secrets surrounding his life. I spoke with stage director Sarah Wigley, music director Julie Gunn, Danny Yorgis, who plays Allison's father, Bruce, and Sarah Durbin, who portrays Allison's mother, Helen. Sarah Wigley says that Lyric Theater is excited to get back on stage in front of an audience, although this is a smaller production than normal.
We had to pick this title when we were at the height of COVID, and none of us knew where we're going to be in a year with COVID. And to choose a musical where the storyline does not revolve around a romantic relationship seemed really important to me, and knowing I would direct whatever show this would be, because we still have to think about social distancing on stage. And this whole musical really is about the lens of Alison Bechtel, who's of course still alive, and her relationship with her family and primarily her father. So when you say, well, that's the relationship the whole entire plot is centered on, we're not going to have to worry about a lot of physical contact or romance. So there were a lot of factors that pointed to this was a good time. The other kind of funny thing is, knowing we have to just have a smaller cast due to COVID, we can't have 40 people on stage right now. We thought, well, this is the time if we're ever going to have to do a show with like 6 adults and 3 children, 9 total. We don't want to typically do shows like that because we want to afford more opportunities, but because we're still in a pandemic, this seemed like the right time to do a show with a much smaller cast.
Dad was born on this farm. Here's our house. Here's the spot where you died. I can draw a circle. His whole life fits inside.
Danny, I wanted to ask you about playing the part of Bruce. You know, what really drew you to this role, and you know, and what are you hoping that that audiences are able to take away from your portrayal of Bruce?
I've seen this show on Broadway in, was it 2015? Is that when this came out? And was really taken by it. I think that it's sort of rare to see such strong, what I would call acting values in a musical. And this was written just so sensitively. And I think that kind of anyone who has a mom or a dad, which is everyone, would relate to this on some level. Certainly that sort of journey back through time to kind of figure out what happened in your childhood is just really, really resonated with me. I have often asked myself, am I exactly like my dad? And, you know, the sort of my greatest fear and also, you know, one of my hopes is that I am, you know, and I think that's probably true of a lot of people. I think one of the greatest things that live theater can do is give people catharsis or some kind of that they can relate to it in some way and learn about their own experience of life by watching it. So I think that this particular play lends itself to that in a really specific and tangible way for a lot of people because it is about family. So anyone who you know, is maybe thinking about picking up the phone and calling their parents, I hope that after they leave the theater, they do just that and you know, have that conversation that they've been wanting to have.
Sarah Durbin, wanted to bring you in here and ask you a little bit about you know, playing the part of Helen. Certainly, Helen's role had the potential to really be kind of a thankless part in some ways, but it's certainly not that just because of the quality of writing and everything. But what really drew you to this role, and what have you really enjoyed about portraying Helen in this production?
What really, really drew her to me is that she is a real person, that we are playing real people who lived on this planet or are still living on this planet. So getting to know Helen as she was, you know, reading her obituary, reading the book that Alison Bechtel wrote about her life, the graphic novel, and, you know, watching the videos of Judy Kuhn talking about her when she was playing her, it felt like I had a real responsibility to Helen Bechtel to tell her story as well, which is one of unconditional love. You know, she was, this is, doesn't happen in the show, but she was buried next to Bruce, even though she was about to ask him for a divorce. She loved Allison dearly and all of her children. And, you know, she stuck it out, even though she dealt with a lot, and a lot that a lot of people wouldn't be able to handle. So I felt like I had a real responsibility to her to tell that story that way.
Days made of bargains I made because I thought as a wife I was meant to, and now my life is shattered and laid bare. Days and days and days and days and days.
But Julie, I wanted to ask you just, you know, after everything that's happened, you know, the last 18 months and, you know, being away from the stage for so long, you know, what's it like to get Lyric Theatre back on the stage for a production this weekend?
It's wonderful, basically. Last year, we were fortunate to come up with some ideas about how to keep people performing. We did things outside at Allerton Park. We did things, Sarah directed a production of Ordinary Days out on the amphitheater. We also did a piece called Last American Hammer at the amphitheater. And we did a fully filmed version of Britain's Turn of the Screw setting. So we feel like our students have been performing, but we have not been able to have our audiences that we love very much back. So that's what's so exciting about this, in the sense of a return.
Sarah Wigley, anything you'd like to add to that?
I agree that it can sound really dark, but it's actually, there's so many beautiful moments that reunite us as human beings. And so if anyone is out there reading, you know, Googling Fun Home and they go, whoa, funeral home and like lots of identity issues, it's actually a really moving story that unites us more than it feels like it separates us.
I am writing a thesis on Joan. It's a cutting edge field and my mind is blown.
Lyric Theatre at Illinois's production of Fun Home opens tonight at Krannert Center's Tryon Festival Theatre in Urbana. Find out more information about tickets and COVID-19 precautions at krannertcenter.com.